Ireland, who face Azerbaijan. That's the latest. I'm Jenny Lyne.
This is Phoenix FM.
Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
We're go flying.
Guidance. Guidance go. Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Showtime.
Good evening and welcome to the Stage and Screen Show on this cold and misty November evening. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the next hour of music. I'm Dan Kujawski, and this is Phoenix FM.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Gotta Fly Now, the 2006 remastered version of the theme from Sylvester Stallone's hard-hitting 1976 sports action movie Rocky, composed by Bill Conti, with lyrics by Carol Connors and Anya Robbins. The song, which actually only has a total count of 30 words, was nominated for an Oscar for Best Original Song at the 49th Annual Academy Awards. The movie itself, which was shot in just 28 days on a budget of $1.1 million, was the highest grossing film of 1976, won three Academy Awards, including Best Picture, and turned Stallone into a major movie star. The theme's composer, Bill Conti, has written the scores for countless other movies, including For Your Eyes Only, when John Barry was unavailable, The Karate Kid, Masters of the Universe, and this. That was Never Change by Bill Conti from the score of the 1999 remake of The Thomas Crown Affair, starring Piers Brosnan and Rene Russo. And that tune might be ringing a different bell, as more recently it was used in a TV commercial for a very well-known train operator. The original 1968 film of The Thomas Crown Affair, produced and directed by Norman Jewison, starred Steve McQueen and Faye Dunaway, and featured that famous chess scene. The film was nominated for two Academy Awards and won for Best Original Song, Windmills of Your Mind.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on a never spinning reel. Like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon. Like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple, whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own. Down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone. Like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream. Or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of a song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the colour of her hair. A circle in a spiral, a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel. As the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
The Oscar-winning Windmills of Your Mind by Michael Legrand, performed by Noel Harrison, from the original 1968 movie, The Thomas Crown Affair.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
And now let's take a look at this week's stage news updates. Kate Blanchett and Eileen Atkins have been shortlisted for the title of Best Actress at this year's London Evening Standard Awards. Blanchett has been recognised for her performance in Sydney Theatre Company's production of Big and Small, Gross and Klein at the Barbican, while Atkins has been nominated for her part in All That Fall, which ran at Jermyn Street Theatre. Also vying for the accolade is Laurie Metcalf for her debut West End role in Long Day's Journey Into Night at the Apollo Theatre, and Hattie Morahan, who appeared in A Doll's House at the Young Vic. The shortlist, which was announced on Monday, also revealed that the Best Actor category will see Simon Russell Beale, who appeared in Collaborators at the National Cottesloe Theatre, compete with Charles Edward for his performance in This House at the same venue, and with The King's Speech at the Wyndham's Theatre. Sweeney Todd, which ran at Chichester's Festival Theatre and transferred to the Adelphi Theatre, has been shortlisted for Best Musical Award. Other contenders include Singing in the Rain, which also transferred from Chichester Festival Theatre to the West End's Palace Theatre, and Swallows and Amazons, a Bristol Old Vic production presented by the National Theatre with the Children's Touring Partnership at the Vaudeville. The winners will be announced at an evening dinner at London's Savoy Hotel on November the 25th. Musical Loserville is to close in January after just 3 months in the West End. The show, written by Elliot Davis and James Bourne, will close at the Garrick Theatre on January the 5th, 2013. It began previewing there from the beginning of October and had its official opening on October the 17th. In a statement, producers Teresa and Craig Beach said, "We are incredibly proud of Loserville. The creative team worked tirelessly to deliver an imaginative show full of heart, which is fun for the whole family. Our young cast are immensely talented, energetic, passionate and dedicated, delivering vibrant performances every single show." They added that there had been interest in the show from overseas and said, "We are currently in negotiation for our first overseas production, the first of what we hope will be many to come. We would like to thank everyone who supported the show." The Reduced Shakespeare Company is to revive its production of the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged for a UK tour in 2013. The show, which premiered in 1981, later ran for 9 years at the Criterion Theatre in the West End. The updated version of the show will begin its tour on April the 3rd at the Theatre Royal York. The Reduced Shakespeare Company's most recent show, Complete World of Sport Abridged, played at London's Arts Theatre this summer. And Rufus Hound is to join the West End cast of One Man, Two Governors next year. He will take up the role of Francis Henshall in February, replacing Owen Arthur, who will be joining the international tour of the production. Hound is best known as a comedian and regularly appears on television shows such as Celebrity Juice. The National Theatre's production of One Man, Two Governors, written by Richard Bean and directed by Nicholas Heitner, is currently playing at the Theatre Royal Haymarket and booking until September 2013. And after 24-year run, the final curtain fell on Blood Brothers by Willie Russell at the Phoenix Theatre last weekend. Willie Russell's show started as a school play performed by a Liverpool comprehensive in conjunction with Merseyside Young People's Theatre in 1981. It opened at the Liverpool Playhouse in 1983 and transferred to the West End's Lyric Theatre for a short run later that year. It was then revived by producer Bill Kenwright in a new production at the Albury Theatre in 1988, transferring to the Phoenix in 1991, where it's run ever since. Blood Brothers have played more than 10,000 performances in London, making it the third longest-running musical in West End history. A spokesperson for Bill Kenwright Limited said, "This is the end of a chapter, but by no means the end of Blood Brothers." A production of Blood Brothers continues to tour the UK into 2013, although it's understood that there are no immediate plans for a London production in another West End venue just yet. And new productions opening in London this week include Last Night, as I mentioned last week, The Effect by Lucy Prebble opened at the National Theatre Cottesloe. The effect is directed by Rupert Gould and stars Billy Piper, who most recently appeared in Secret Diary of a Call Girl on ITV2, also written by Lucy. Then tomorrow night, Richard Eyre's production of The Dark Earth and The Light Sky opens at the Almeida Theatre. Deep in the Hampshire countryside, Edward Thomas scrapes a living. Disaffected husband, exhausted father and tormented writer. Then in 1913, he meets American poet Robert Frost and everything changes. And then on Friday night, the 16th, Constellations by Nick Payne opens at the Duke of York's Theatre, directed by Michael Longhurst and starring Rafe Spall and Sally Hawkins. One Relationship, Infinite Possibilities, Quantum Multiverse Theory, Love and Honey. A new play all about free will and friendship. And more locally, tomorrow night, Head First Theatre Company's production of Doubt, a Parable by John Patrick Stanley, opens at the Brentwood Theatre. Powerful, passionate and provocative. Sister Elios, a Bronx school principal, takes matters into her own hands when she suspects Father Flynn of improper relations with one of the male students. Contains adult content and parental guidance is advisory. Tickets are £10 and can be booked by calling the Brentwood Theatre box office on 01277 200 305. And that's the stage news update for this week. So, Willie Russell's Blood Brothers closed in the West End this week after an impressive 24-year run. Numerous awards and countless cast changes. The central role of Mrs. Johnston has been played by various actresses over the years, including Barbara Dixon, Stephanie Lawrence, Nikki Evans, four of the Nolan sisters, Linda, Bernie, Denise and Maureen, and Melanie Chisholm. But for the final few weeks, producer and co-director Bill Kenwright brought back some of his favourite cast members, including ex-New Seeker Lynn Paul as Mrs. Johnston and the original narrator Warwick Evans. The show is so popular that the closing date had to be pushed back by a fortnight. That's from the 27th to the 27th of October to the 10th of November as a result of the last-minute surge for tickets once the closure was announced. And here's a reminder of why.
say it's just a story.
So, did you hear the story of the Johnston twins? As like each other as two new pins, of one womb born on the selfsame day, how one was kept and one given away. And did you never hear how the Johnstons died, never knowing that they shared one name, until the day they died, when a mother cried, "My own dear sons lie slain." And did you never hear of the mother, so cruel there's a stone in place of her heart? Then bring her on, and come, judge for yourself.
Oh, bright new day, we're moving away.
Why, ma'am?
We're starting all over again. Oh, bright new day, we're going away. Where nobody's heard of our name.
Moving away? From here?
Where we can begin again. Feel we can win and then live just like living should be. We got a new situation, a new destination, and no reputation is following me.
Hey, Linda,
we're moving. So are we. We're getting out, we're moving house. We're starting all over again. We're leaving this mess for our new address. 65 Skelmer Stair Lane.
I'm from the country.
What's it like?
Get drunk just by breathing. The washing stays clean all the line. There's room for the kids, cause the garden's that big. We'll take you a week just to reach the far side. Come on, Sammy, Mickey, you've all got to help. Would you excuse us, please? We got to pack, we're moving. Ta-da.
Oh, that's too
bad. Oh, isn't it sad?
Praise the Lord, he has delivered us at last.
We must have struck the Johnstons at our home.
Grab your whistle, give it a blast.
Goodbye to the riff-raff, the trash and the trouble.
Goodbye to the scum and the scrub.
Wherever you're going, we hope you go knowing
that as far as you're going won't be far enough.
Good riddance.
Just pack up the bags, we're leaving the rags. The warmly wardrobe just in front of no clothes. The two-legged chair can't be so bare. You wouldn't see it if it wasn't for the O's. Sammy, stop it. Now that we're moving, now that we're improving, let's just wash our hands of this lot. For it's no longer fitting for me to be sitting on a sofa I know for a fact was not
locked off.
Might get a car before la-di-da and go driving out to the sun.
We're coming too.
And at the weekend, a gentleman friend might take me dancing to the local band. We'll have a front room and then if it should happen, His Holiness flies in from Rome. He can sit here with me, eating toast, drinking tea. The sort of surroundings that remind him of home.
Oh, it's just like the country, isn't it, ma'am?
We'll be all right here, son. Away from the muck and the dirt and the bloody trouble. Oh, I feel like I could dance. Come here,
get up! Mum, I'm smiling. I haven't seen you happy like this for ages.
Yeah, well, I'm happy now, son. Oh, Jesus. Where are the others?
They went into that field over there, ma'am.
Sammy, get off that bleeding cow before I kill you. Sammy, that cow's a bull. Now we can begin again. Feel we can win and then live just like living should be. We got a new situation, a new destination. No reputation is following.
We're moving, 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 moving. Something on the news. Tell me it's not true. No, it's here before me. Say it's just a dream. Say it's just a scene from an old movie from years ago.
Sad but true, to mark the closure of Blood Brothers this week, that was the Stage and Screen Show's tribute to the musical, including The Overture, the 1995 London cast recording of Bright New Day, featuring Stephanie Lawrence as Mrs. Johnston, and finally, the one and only Barbara Dixon performing Tell Me It's Not True from the original 1983 London cast recording of the show.
Phoenix FM.
And now, the screen news update, written by our film correspondent with her finger on the movie pulse, Vicky Bufton. By Zeus's beard, rumour has it Anchorman 2 might be part musical. Will Ferrell and all the original cast will be returning to the Channel 4 newsroom, and this time they'll be singing. Director Adam McKay has hinted that if the songs make the cut, they will most likely use the live track, much like the current Les Miserables incarnation about to hit the big screen. Michael Bay has been letting yet more cats out of the bag about the forthcoming Transformers 4. This time he's managed to lock in Mark Wahlberg to join the cast. Who he'll be playing isn't quite clear, and neither is the plot yet, but theories include a racing car driver and his girlfriend being called upon to help out Optimus Prime and co. this time around. Fingers crossed it's not as bad as the last two. The The Star Wars rumour mill rumbles on, but this time we've got a fact for you. Writer of Toy Story 3, Will Arndt, has been chosen to write the screenplay for our next trip to a galaxy far, far away. Stars and director will follow, presumably, and kick-ass director Matthew Vaughn has been suggested for Episode 7, which is due for release in 2015. Skyfall continues to dominate box offices as it stole the top spot in the US from Disney's Wreck-It Ralph. Quantum of Solace had previously made $67.5 million stateside and was the highest earning Bond movie, but Skyfall has managed to take $87.8 million in its opening weekend, putting Skyfall firmly on top as the biggest Bond movie ever. And out at the cinema this week, a more Palme d'Or winning and heartbreaking tale of a couple's marriage after the wife is diagnosed with dementia. Uncompromising and painful, but a moving testament to love. Lawrence of Arabia, the classic Peter O'Toole film, gets a re-release in the cinemas. If you've never seen it, definitely do. And if you've never seen it in a cinema, then you definitely should. And also, Jason Becker, not dead yet. Jason Becker went from legendary guitarist in speed metal to having to deal with the onset of Lou Gehrig's disease and a very short life expectancy. This is the story of how he learned to compose on his computer and began his life again. And the UK box office top five charts. Liam Neeson will not budge as Taken 2 stays another week at number 5. Kevin James' latest comedy vehicle, Here Comes the Boom, is a new entry at number 4. Argo makes a comfortable debut at number 3 in its first week on release. Madagascar 3 will not be moved and camps out again in second place. Which of course means the excellent Skyfall stays on top for another week at number 1. And that's this week's Screen News Updates.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
From the superb score to Michael Mann's 1992 film, The Last of the Mohicans, that was Promontory by Trevor Jones and Randy Edelman. The movie opened to critical acclaim and was praised for its cinematography and music in particular. Director Michael Mann initially asked Trevor Jones to provide an electronic score for the film, but late in the game, it was decided an orchestral score would be more appropriate for this historical epic. Jones hurried to refashion the score for orchestra in the limited time left, while the constant recutting of the film meant music cues sometimes had to be rewritten several times to keep up with the new timings. Finally, with the release date looming, composer Randy Edelman was called in to score some of the minor scenes, which Jones didn't have time to do. Jones and Edelman received co-credit on the film, thus making this very popular and acclaimed score ineligible for Oscar consideration.
Phoenix FM.
Trevor Jones has composed the scores for what seems like an endless list of other movies, including Time Bandits, Excalibur, The Dark Crystal, Labyrinth, Arachnophobia, Cliffhanger, In the Name of the Father, Brastoff, and the 1999 movie Notting Hill, for which he produced this popular cover.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song the summer sings, maybe the chill the autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dreams, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. Allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, the why and wherefore I'm alive, the what I'll care. Take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. Where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she.
Elvis Costello's cover of Charles Aznavour's She, recorded for the 1999 film Notting Hill, directed by Richard Curtis and starring Hugh Grant.
Phoenix FM.
Now, Richard Curtis has directed Hugh Grant in a couple of other movies, including, of course, the hit 1994 comedy Four Weddings and a Funeral, and more recently, Love Actually.
Thank you.
The score from the 2003 film Love Actually, composed by the immensely talented Craig Armstrong. Now, the movie Love Actually is set at around about this time of year, with the story beginning just a few weeks before Christmas. And so this seems like the ideal time to mention that there will be a very special festive edition of the Stage and Screen Show on Wednesday the 19th of December, when I'll be playing all the very best Christmas music that the Stage and Screen have to offer. It should be a great show, so do make sure you join me at 6pm on Wednesday the 19th of December, if you possibly can.
Phoenix FM.
Now, Craig Armstrong, whose Love Actually score we just heard, composed the beautiful Kissing You theme from Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet, which I played a couple of weeks ago. And he also collaborated with Luhrmann on another hugely successful movie, released in 2001, for which he produced all of the music, including this.
And this one's for you. And you can tell everybody that this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is now you're in the world. Sat on the roof and I kicked off the moss. Well, some of these verses were the got me quite cross, but the sun's been kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. And well, the thing is, what I really need, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever you're in the world. Hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is now you're in the
Craig Armstrong's reworking of Your Song from the 2001 movie Moulin Rouge, performed by Ewan McGregor and Alessandro Safina. For his work on the film, Armstrong took home a BAFTA for Best Film Music and a Golden Globe for Best Original Score, although the track we've just heard was originally written, of course, by a Mr. Elton John in 1970, and who's no stranger to large-scale musical productions himself.
Can I just ask you, Billy, what does it feel like when you're dancing?
I can't really explain it. I haven't got the words. It's a feeling that you can't control. I suppose it's like forgetting, losing who you are. But at the same time, something makes you whole. It's like that there's music.
Well, that was just a little bit of a taster there, because we are almost out of time. So I promise you we will come back to that next week. That's it. Another show over. And after the news, as always, it's Body Talk with Melanie Watson in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, followed by Curveballs with Nick Field at 8. And then Piers Hewitt will be here from 10 with some more of his recents and decents. Thank you, as always, to Vicky Bufton for her screen news update, and to all of you for listening. And I hope you'll be able to join me again next week, next Wednesday at 6 o'clock, for more of the Stage and Screen Show, only on Phoenix FM. I'll see you next week.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, Israel says it killed Hamas's top military commander in response to a number of rocket attacks.